Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 305 people were killed, it happened Friday, by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai. The Islamic State militant group has been carrying out attacks in the region, but no group has claimed responsibility. We get more now from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Mourners pay their respects at the funerals for the hundreds of worshippers killed at a mosque in Egypt on Friday, one day after the bloodiest attack in Egypt's modern history. Witnesses say a bomb struck a mosque in the town of Bir al-Abad in the North Sinai region. Scores of gunmen set up outside the building in off-road vehicles, then opened fire on those trying to escape.
Pascal Davies reporting. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says the attack will not go unpunished. United States has warned Pakistan there would be repercussions in bilateral relations unless Islamabad immediately rearrests and prosecutes an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. Warning comes after Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Saeed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest and lack of evidence. Detention of the cleric stemmed from allegations of terrorism. Some international flights to and from Bali, Indonesia, were canceled after a volcano started spewing smoke and ash hundreds of meters into the air. It was the second time in less than a week that Mount Agung had come active. Residents in the local community were asked to stay calm. 25,000 evacuated. This is VOA News.